Hi, Spencer Rivers here with today's edition of Well, What Do You Know? A survey found 1% of people working from home have attended an on-camera work meeting shirtless, like Zoom or something like that. Another 1% have been completely, totally naked. Yes, that's with their camera on. The police in New Jersey got a report about a weird object in a park last week with wire coming out of it. And when they investigated, they found the device was a homemade UFO detector. The UFO detector was a headphone cord plugged into a soup can attached to a piece of wood. Police say they've disarmed it by unplugging the headphone cord. Well, you never really know what's under the carpet when you move into a new place. Someone posted a photo on Reddit earlier this week, showed how their in-laws ripped up the carpet, found a huge Monopoly board painted on the floor. Wow, they must have had a fun time with that. Police in New York are looking for a guy who broke into a frozen yogurt shop on Easter. He only stole toppings. Okay, a guy in Florida got kicked out by his grandma on Saturday, so he went to a woman's house. When she didn't invite him in and offered him money for a hotel instead, he threatened to set her house on fire. She called the cops. He drove off straight into a pond. When he swam back to shore, he was arrested. My gosh. Now, here's one for a random fact. I don't know if I believe this or not. You can decide for yourself. The sounds from crunchy foods are actually tiny sonic booms because the food breaking up is at the speed of sound. Do you buy that? I don't know. Okay, Thursday, National Gripers Day, giving the disgruntled and disappointed a platform for all their whining and complaining. Gripers Day was started in Columbus, Ohio in 1984 when a guy named Jack Gilbert gave out his personal phone number and encouraged people to call him and whine and complain about whatever is bothering them. His number is now unlisted. Major League Baseball experimenting with moving the pitcher further from home plate. How do you make baseball more exciting? The MLB is going to try to move the pitcher farther away from home plate. Major League Baseball will experiment with moving the pitching mound back by 1 foot. They're going to try it out in the Atlantic League first. Batters are striking out more than ever, and it's not enough hits to make baseball less boring. The last time the majors moved the mound was back in 1893. Meow Mix dry cat food is being recalled after being shipped to more than 1,000 Walmart stores. 30-pound bags of Original Choice may be contaminated with salmonella. If a cat gets infected, it can easily spread to humans in close contact. You may think of the Hatfield and McCoy feud and banjos when it comes to the state of West Virginia. But think again. If you work from home and love nature, the state will pay you $12,000 to relocate. They promise a year's worth of free outdoor recreation and gear. You can kayak and take your laptop with you. They're offering free workspaces and better broadband, too. Okay, finally, I guess this day was inevitable. We all finally have too much toilet paper. Toilet paper sales were down 4% in January, and it's because so many people stocked up last year and are still just working through their supplies. Last year, Americans spent $11 billion on toilet paper, which is $2 billion more than the average year. So, yeah, I guess some of us went way overboard on hoarding this stuff. That's it for today. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.